Yeah, I think the times are definitely more understanding and compassionate. It's not so explosively, like, confrontational. It's nice. Like, whenever I saw a same-sex family, I was like, I'm watching and paying attention to make sure.
What are they doing? What are they doing? What's the secret code?
Or, like, making sure they're safe. My thing was always, it goes back to that old wound, right? It's like, I need to protect and insulate them. Mm-hmm. Anyone gives them issues, I'm right there. I'm right at the front. I'm just waiting. Like, give me the go-ahead. Anyone gives you trouble.
You ain't doing it at all. We're both like, nah, I got it.
I know. Move, I got this one. I want to do it. But it's actually kind of nice. Wait, Kala'e, are you okay if I share your story about Ho'okane and stuff like that? Okay, so at a certain point with Kala'e, you know, Kala'e was discovering about gender and things, and I started seeing, like, you know, I'm a keiki kane. I'm a boy who likes music. And I was like, interesting. And so now their age is very comfortable to have those conversations and explorations. And I have to hold myself back, like, I've never thought about that conversation. Like, a parent to have that conversation. Yeah. Like, how do we have a conversation? Because prior to that, the exploration wasn't as wide, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, we never had that. It was just, you know, I do remember my mom mentioning a talk, and I don't know if it was intentional, but she mentioned her mahu friends from Palau when she used to dance, and that she had listened to a couple other kumu, like kumu, I forget which one said it, but, like, they don't have to be feminine to be gay. So that was kind of what I was brought up in, like, and I was very tomboy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, okay, I'm dressing like this now, but, you know, I was very tomboy. I played all the sports. I rough and tumbled, cargo pants, everything with zippers, like, and I still dress like that sometimes, you know, you know, just the need to conform in those ways really took prevalence, I feel, like, when we were growing up, I think. And nowadays for them, it's kind of like clothes. And it's cool. And even in legislation this year, there was the whole thing about formal events in DOE, how they force children, if you're female, you must wear dresses. If you're male, you must wear suits.
Yeah, didn't they adjust the stuff for prom where females can now wear tuxedos if they wish to?
I don't. Well, that's what they were trying to change.
Oh God, I was forced into a dress for that.
I know, but you would have been more comfortable being able to dress in what you wanted, right?
Oh, yeah. And I probably would have showed
up. Like, I would have been more.
I know. Like, and just be able to have fun and be happy.
Yeah.
As a kid. Not just like, ugh, gotta wear this thing I'm not comfortable in. Prom clothes are already uncomfortable. It's hard for me to say it, but, like, I don't want who I am to be a reason why she's getting bullied or treated differently. And that was a huge fear of mine, because kids can be quite vicious. And she did go through some bullying when she was younger at multiple schools. So I'm like, I don't want that to be one more thing.